Report: NYC man accused of murdering nephew with machete claims I chopped him up. By Amy Furr on June 14, 2022. A Queens man who allegedly killed his nephew with a machete reportedly admitted cutting him to pieces, according to the New York Post. Prosecutors revealed the information on Monday, the outlet said. 50-year-old Mahadeo Sunandan spoke with law enforcement after the death of 29-year-old Neros Roberts at their residence. The younger man had always wanted to kill him, Sunandan reportedly claimed, adding, I chopped him up. I heard Neros say he would kill me if he caught me outside. He continued, explaining he grabbed his machete then forced open the man's door. He poked me with something, and I chopped him three times, Sunandan allegedly claimed. I paused between the second and third chop and said, you want to kill me? I will kill you, and then continued to chop him. Photos showed officials loading a body bag into a black van and the suspect, wearing a blue surgical mask. Judge Diego Freire ordered the suspect held without bail on murder charges. He reportedly had no criminal history, and it was the first time he had ever been arrested. Meanwhile, over 75% of people living in New York were somewhat worried about being targeted by violent crime. A survey posted Tuesday revealed, the New York Daily News reported on June 7. In the survey, 38% of respondents said they were somewhat concerned they would become a victim of a violent crime. And another 38% said they were highly concerned about the possibility. The data points emerged in a Spectrum News/Siena College poll, conducted by phone during the last 2 weeks of May, that also found some 70% of New York City residents say they feel less safe than they did before the pandemic. Only 25% of New Yorkers reported an unchanged sense of security. In addition, Democrat-controlled Chicago, Los Angeles, and New York City were at the forefront of urban residential decline. Recent U.S. Census Bureau population estimates found, according to Breitbart News. As Breitbart News reported, inner-city crime is a common factor in major cities across America, with the problems besetting Chicago emblematic of how widely spread the problem of violence is, the outlet said. According to the Post article, the killing happened on Sunday after the two argued the previous day. A neighbor said the family members had been fighting about ownership of the home once Sunandan's mother-in-law died a few years ago.